Thriller producer Quincy Jones discusses the recording of the song Someone in the Dark from the E.T. storybook.
We got kind of trapped on Thriller because we had about 4 months to do it, which isn't a long time when an album, when you're following 10 million albums, you know, because, excuse me, that stuff does affect your head, you know. And there is no spiritual way to connect with saying, okay, we're going to make a bigger album than that. You know, you can't. You have to do something that gives you goosebumps to say, yeah, man, it really turns me on, because if you get turned on a lot, you got a chance of somebody else getting turned on. You just still have to go with God's divining rod, you know, which is the goosebumps and everything else. And so we had to do E.T. first. That's what we've got in trouble with, because we had to do the E.T. storybook, because I had just met Steven, and I introduced Michael to Steven Spielberg. And when I met Spielberg, he was doing E.T. at Laird, and I was doing Thriller with Michael. And so we were really cross-pollinating everything. You know, he was coming over to the sessions, I've gone to the Laird, Michael's gone over there, and Michael loved what that was about, you know. And it was a fever. And ironically, we were both making two huge pieces of stuff, you know, at the time, but didn't nobody knew, you know, nobody, you never know. The song for E.T., please, I love it. That's why I asked that group of people writing. Someone in the Dark, yeah. That combination, I was going to say one of the most rewarding parts of it is, after having worked with so many heavy people, you know, is to put kind of incongruous combinations together. That really knocks me out, you know, and put, you know, somebody as heavy as Alan and Marilyn and Rod together, you know, sparks are going to fly. It's going to happen. So we were just going to do the song first. This was this new love affair with Steven and I. And so we did the song. Great. We threw. I said, I don't know, man, please do the whole album. I said, Steven. And we had to take the biggest film in the history of the cinema, successful, and visual, and reduce it to an oral version, 40-minute version, for people that had never heard it before. They were still understanding the sentence.